Today's shiur is Masechta Brachos Daf Vav, and we begin on Daf Hey Amud Beis, three lines from the bottom. Begins the Gemara Tanya, Abba Binyamin Oimer. Shnaim Shnichnasul Spalal, the two people that entered into a shul to daven. V'kod Echem and Spalal, and one finished davening first. V'lehimtim es chaver v'yotza, and he didn't wait until the other person finished davening. Tor from loy tfilos b'fif, his davening is torn up in front of him. Shnema, Taref nafshoi bi'apoi, somebody who tears himself apart in anger. Halamancha tazav aretz, do you think that you're so important that because you, Hashem will leave the world? V'loyoid, furthermore, el shigarim, l'shchina shetestal kim Yisrael, he causes that the shchina shall leave Klai Yisrael. Shnema, the pasuk says, v'yetak tzor memkoimoi, the rock, HaKadosh Baruch Hu, we know is the rock of the world, moves. The Rishonim debate by which tefillah does this halacha apply. The Rif says that this is by Mariv, because we're talking about at night, and you can't leave people alone at night, particularly as we learned in our Gemara previously, they lived in a world of mazikim. In fact, that's why Rabbeinu Yonah says that this halacha only applied in those times where there was a concern for mazikim. However, Tosfos on Daf Vav Amud Aleph Devarei Maskal Mispalel, quoting Rabbeinu Tam, says that in their shuls it applied even by day. In our shuls, we don't have to wait by day, but we do have to wait by night. And then he quotes that the Re would even wait by day. He would start davening later, he would daven longer and stay in shul, that in case somebody came into shul, that person shouldn't be left alone. He would be learning not to leave a person alone. And Tosfos uses very nice words. The Tosfos says, it would be appropriate for us to act this way as well. And from Tosfos we see that the concern is not particularly mazikim, but rather the concern is that if a person remains in shul alone, he's not comfortable. Furthermore, say the Talbina Rabbeinu Yonah, that if many people came to shul at the same time, and then they started leaving the shul, the halacha isn't that everybody who's leaving shul has to be concerned with what's going to be later after I leave shul. The last two people that are left in shul, the last person should make sure that he should not leave him alone. However, says Rabbeinu Yonah, if somebody walked into shul at a late hour, when davening was almost over, and he decided to start davening, and he recognized that almost everybody else finished davening, he has no right to say that people should wait for him. You had no right to start davening and be there, put yourself into such a situation. The Maggid Taluma B'nai Yisachar explains what's the reason for this? Because he says, we know that the Churban of the Beis HaMikdash because of Sinas Chinam. When we show that we care about somebody else, that will bring the rebuilding of the Beis HaMikdash. But continues the Gemara V'him Taloi, but if you do wait for the other person, Mas Choroi, what will be your reward? Amar Rav Yosef B'Chanina, Zoich L'Brachos Halalu. You will be zoich to the following brachas. Shenema luik shafti l'mitzvosai. If you listen to my mitzvahs, v'yihi kadosh l'mecha, your peace will be like a river. V'tzikoscha k'galimayim, your righteousness will be like a sea. V'yihi k'chol zarecha, v'tzatzoy mecha. You'll be blessed with wonderful tefillah. And as I saw the Mefarshim explain, why would you say that if a person is careful, then he will be zoicha to have, that his tefillah should be accepted? So the Gemara is teaching us an important lesson. The Gemara is teaching us that when you do somebody else a favor, not only will your tefillah be accepted, but it's going to be so much more powerful. You will be zoicha to all of these brachas. Why? Because you did a chesed for another person. And when you do a chesed for another person, that is the biggest bracha. Continues the Gemara, Tanya, Abba Binyamin Omer, El Moli Nit Rishus Lion Lerois. If we had the power to see, Ain Koberi Yochalam Name Zikim. And as the Tzlach explains, even though our Gemaras are primarily speaking about the Inyan of Tefillah, the Gemara does in the middle here mention something about the halachas of mazikin, because as we learned just now, the inyan of mazikin. Amar bai inafoshe mimnon. There are many more mazikin than us. The kaimelon kikisel ugya, and they're all around us like a ditch around a mound. Amar afuna kochad v'chad minon. Every one of us has alpha mismolei, 1,000 of them on our left side, rivivasa miminai, and they're 10,000 on our right side. Amrava, hai dukka dahav bekala. When you're sitting in a shul by a shir, by a lecture, and you feel very tight, and you don't see so many people, why do you feel so tight? Says the Gemara, minayu. It's because of them. Haniman drabon and the balu. Sometimes the clothing of Talmidei Chachamim gets ruined, and it's hard to understand why did the clothing of Talmidei Chachamim get ruined. They're not working that clothing. It's mechufi to do because the mazikim are rubbing against us. Hani carry the menakfen. Sometimes we feel weak on our knees. Minayu. It's from the mazikim because the mazikim are pressing against us. And I saw that the Ein Yaakov says, when a person feels one of these symptoms, what ought he to do? What he should do is say Perek Tzadik Aleph of Tehillim, which is the Perek of Yosh Besesa Elyoin, which is the Shmira against the Mazikim. And as the Ben Yoyada says, and as we've explained earlier, we don't really live in a world of Mazikim. Says the Gemara, Hi man, the boiler made loose. Somebody wants to know if they're around him. Lazy Kitman the Nahali, he should take sifted ashes from the Hada Puryeh and put them around his bed before he goes to sleep. Because, as the Mashal explains, at night when you were sleeping, that's when the mazikin are more prevalent. And in the morning he'll see like the footprints of a rooster. That's a raya that there is mazikim around him. I saw that the Alshach explains why are there more mazikim on the right side than on the left side. Because the right side represents Kedusha, and the mazikim specifically want to attack Kedusha. The Bnei Yisoscha and the Sefer Magen Taluma explains because the right represents mitzvahs asei, and the left represents mitzvahs lois asei. It's easier for them to prevent us from doing mitzvahs asei than from not doing a mitzvahs lois asei. Continues the Gemara, Hai man de boi lamechsinu. If you want to see them, what should you do? Laisa shleisa de shunta, bring the placenta of a female cat, uchmesa bas uchmesa, a black cat, the daughter of a black cat, Bukhrusa bas Bukhrusa, a firstborn cat, the daughter of a firstborn cat, V'laikle benuru, and put that placenta in fire, V'leshrake, and then grind it, V'lilmale enemine, and put it into your eye, V'chazilhu, and you will see them, V'leshe begufsa de parzala, then place the remainder of the ash in an iron tube, V'lachteme begushmaka de parzala, and seal it with an iron seal, Dilmel gamvimine, because you have to be careful that mazikim shouldn't steal from you. V'lacht and pume, and you should close your mouth, that they shouldn't be able to enter you and cause damage. Says the Gemara, Rabbi Barabaya Ovid Hochi, Rabbi Barabaya did the following procedure, chozik v'itzik, and indeed, he got a hurt from them, barabana v'achmel itzay. But Chazal davened on his behalf, and he had a refuah shleima. I saw that there's a tshuva from Rav Avadya Yosef Zatzal, and the Shalos Tshuvos, Yabi Oimer, Chelek Dalet, Oir Chaim, Simen Hei, Sif Katan Vav, that says, we know that the halacha is, a Gemara Masechet Pesachim, Daf Kuf Yud Beis Amud Aleph, that you're not allowed to leave food under a bed. And if you leave food under a bed, there is a concern that Mazikim will affect that food. Says Rabbi Avadya Yosef, that just like we see in this Gemara, that the food that's left under the bed, if you that if you put something in a sealed tube, you need not worry. Here too, says Rav Avadya Yosef, any food that's left under a bed, we need not be concerned, will be affected if they're in a sealed tube, sealed metal tube. Tanya Abba Ben Yomer Oimer, Ein tefilos shel adam nishmas el beis haknesses. The tefillah of a person is only heard in a beis haknesses. However, if we look at Rabbi Akiva Eiger on the side here in the Gilyan Hashas, he says, when the Gemara says, Ein tefillos shel adam nishmas ela beis haknesses, it means with a tzibur in the beis haknesses. Davening in a beis haknesses without a tzibur doesn't accomplish what it's supposed to accomplish. You have to daven with a tzibur. There is a question, and we're going to discuss this many times in Mitzvah Shem and this Masechta. The Mishnah Brura and Simat Tzadik Sif Katan Lamed Paskins Laloch in the name of the Tzlach, that if somebody's davening in a beis haknesses and he's davening Musaf when the Tzibur is davening Shachris, that's considered Tefillah B'Tzibur. Not all Paiskim agree with that. I saw that the Michas Yitzchak actually doesn't agree with it. The Shnema, as the Pasuk says, B'Shmoy El Arena El Tefillah, B'Mokam Rina, in the place where people saying Ta'Kadosh Baruch Hu Shom Tei Tefillah, that's where it's appropriate to daven. So why is that called Mokam Rina? Because since so many people daven in that shul, it's a basic makam tefillah, makam tzibur, that's why it's called makam rina from all the singing to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. I saw, but makam rina is, you know, when people daven, they daven for their own personal needs. But when we daven b'tzibur, we also daven tefillah b'tzibur, suki d'zimra, etc. And that is the rina. In fact, I saw an interesting psak from Rav Yitzchak Zilberstein Shlita in the Sefer Cheshukei Chemet, where he suggests that if you have a choice to daven in one of two shuls, one is a shul where they have many minyanim, and another is a shul where they only have a regular minyan every day. He says it's preferable to daven in a place where makam rina, there's a lot of davening going on. But he does also indicate, as much as there's a preference to daven in a place where there's a lot of tefillah going on, if there's a place where there's less tefillah going on, but there are shiurim for learning, and there's another place where there's a lot of minyanim for davening, it's better to daven in the place where there's a lot of learning going on as well. Continues the Gemara, Amar Yitzchak, Bar Ada Amar Yitzchak. Menayin shakarish baruch matzvi beis haknesses. How do we know that Kadosh Baruch Hu is found in the Beis HaKnesses? Shenemar Elokim Nitzah Badas Keil. U'minayin L'Asar Shemispalim. How do we know that if 10 people are davening Sheshchin Imon, the Shechin is there, Shenemar Badas Keil. There's a famous tshuva for a Moshe, and the Shas of Tshuvas Igris Moshe, Oyer Chaim Chelik Aleph Simon Lamed, who says that even though you could daven, you could say Baruch Hu and Kaddish and Kedusha when there's Shisha Mespalim, but there's a special inyan of Tefillah B'Tzibur, and Tefillah B'Tzibur is only accomplished when you have 10 people davening. The Michas Yitzchak in Chelek Tes Simen Vav disagrees, and he says that if we're learning, that if the halacha is that you can answer all of these things with Shisha Mespalim, it's obviously considered tefillah b'tzibur as well. How do we know when 3 people are sitting at the Torah that the Shechin is there? Where there's Dayanim sitting, HaKadosh Baruch Hu is sitting. So the Mefarshim asks, we know that in many places the halacha is that a yochid mumcha, one expert, is also considered to pass in a din Torah. So why do we have to have 3? So the Mefarshim answer, the Meiri makes this point, because when you have 3 people, you're more likely to get the emes. And emes is what HaKadosh Baruch Hu is constantly looking for. Pnei Yeshua disagrees, and the Pnei Yeshua says that, of course, even where one person, a capable one person dying, paskening a shayla, is also the Shechina there, just usually, the Gemara is speaking about the usual situation, and the usual situation is where you have three people. The Gemara says further, that even if two people are learning, HaKadosh Baruch Hu is there. Shnema oz nidbura yira Hashem ishal re'eyu. They're talking to each other and learning. V'yakshiv Hashem, HaKadosh Baruch Hu pays attention. The answer is oz nidbura yira Hashem. They're talking to each other. But the pasuk says there, oz nidbura yira Hashem ishal re'eyu v'yakshiv Hashem v'yishma. And the pasuk continues, v'yikosub is l'chosh v'yishmoy. Ma'y l'chosh v'yishmoy. Says the Gemara Amar Ravashi. Chosh v'odom lasas mitzvah. If a person intended to do a mitzvah, venenis, and something beyond his control happened, v'loy asol, and he didn't do the mitzvah, malav akosel kilosol. It's considered as if he did it. And I saw that the Sefer Yalkut Menachem explains that sometimes it's even greater. Because when you do a mitzvah, and you're not sure, you can't do it properly with all the kavanah. But if you're not doing it, so then maybe whatever you did is good enough. Or, as I saw, Sefer Imrei Kodesh explains, when we do a mitzvah, particularly when we do a mitzvah in public, so sometimes there are different intentions that get mixed into our doing of the mitzvah. But when we do the mitzvah, when we don't do the mitzvah, so there's nobody seeing what we're doing, certainly it's considered that the mitzvah is considered much pure. Umanayim continues the Gemara. Shafil echad sheyoshev v'osek b'Torah. Even one person who's learning Torah, sheshchina imoy, that the Shechina is with him. Shenembe kamokem aska shmi av alecha v'rechticha. Wherever you mention my name, I will come and bench you. Ask the Gemara, v'chim yachad afil b'chad. If we're learning now, that even if one person learns, HaKadosh Baruch Hu is there, Trei Meboye, so why do we have to speak about two? If one has this schus that the Shechina is there, two is without question. Answers the Gemara. Trei Mechtavi Milayu. When two people learn Torah, what they say is written down in Sefer as a Chroinus, Chad. But if one person is learning Torah, the words are not written in the Sefer Zechronis. And as the Mefarshim explain, the Gemara Masechta Tainus, Daf Zayin Amen Aleph, says, Charev al soneim shal talmidei chachomim sh'oiskim bad bad b'Torah. A curse should come on talmidei chachomim who learn Torah by themselves. So we shouldn't learn Torah alone. So the Yaakov says, sometimes it's impossible to have a chavrusa. Or another Torah he gives, the point that Torah should not be learned alone is when we're learning Torah Shva Peh, which needs much understanding, and you need a chavrusa to help you. Whereas when you're learning Torah Shva Peh, Torah Shabbat, which is easier to understand, that you can learn even alone. So what's Pshat Sefer Zechronis? So the Mashal explains a long pshat that we saw earlier, that when two people learn Torah together, they're much more likely to reach the emes. And when they're likely to reach the emes, then HaKadosh Baruch Hu wants that Torah written in the Sefer HaZechronis. Whereas, if you're learning alone, so although, as Tosfos says, the Mishnah says in Pirkei Avos, Perek Beis, Mishnah Aleph, Kol Ma'asecha b'Sefer Nechtavim, everything we do is written in the Sefer. In the Sefer, it's not written in that type of a public book. The Sefer Zechronis that our Gemara refers to is similar to the Sefer Zechronis that we find in Megillas Esther. That the king had a special book where everybody's good deeds that he wanted to publicize were written. Here too, the good deeds that are done, that the Torah that came out from a two people learning together is the kind of Torah that we want publicized, because that's Torah, which is Torah's emes. And that's why I saw a very interesting pshat, that if somebody wants to print the sefer, he should be careful that whatever he wants to print, he should first show and discuss with other people to make sure that it's indeed true and worthy of printing. Ask the Gemara. Okay, so we understood the difference between two and one. But ask the Gemara, that if by two people what they learn is recorded, so why do we have to speak about Tlosim Abayit? Why do we have to speak about three? Answers the Gemara. Ma'ad Tema, as we explained earlier, what does three mean? There was a dentira. And we would think, Dina Shloma Ba'almahu. A dentira just represents settling a dispute between people. For that, Lo Asher Shechina. The Shechina doesn't come. Kamash Malon, that's why we have to learn the Dina Namihana Torah. That a Din Torah is also considered Torah. Because when people pass on a Din Torah, that's why Kodesh Baruch Hu wants there should be peace through Torah. Ask the Gemara, V'chima Achad Afilo Tlosa. So if we're learning that when there are three people doing a Din Torah, the Shechina is there. So why do we have to have a special apostle for 10? Asar Mabayi goes without question. Answers the Gemara, Asara, if you have 10 people learning Torah together, Kodma Shechina V'asa. The Shechina precedes them being there. Whereas, Tlosa, when you have three people, Adi Yasvi, they have to sit there first. So, does that mean, says the Rashba, that even before the minyan is there, the Shechina is there? Says the Rashba, that's not what it means. What it means is that HaKadosh Baruch Hu, as soon as the minyan comes together, HaKadosh Baruch Hu is waiting and joining them immediately. Amar of Ad Barashi seems to learn that the Shechina comes before them. Amar of Adon Bar Avada, Amar of Yitzchak. Menayin HaKadosh Baruch Hu meniach tefillin. How do we know that HaKadosh Baruch Hu wears tefillin? Shenemar, because the Pasuk says, Nishba Hashem b'yaminoi, HaKadosh Baruch Hu swears with his right hand, u'bizroi uzoi. B'yaminoi, the right hand refers to the Torah. Shenemar, as the Pasuk indeed says, Miminoi eish toslama, which is the Torah. U'bizroi uzoi is the tefillin, that refers to the tefillin. Shenemar, Hashem ois la'amoi yitein. U'minayin shatefillin ois la'am Yisrael. How do we know that tefillin is strength for Klal Yisrael? Says the Gemara, D'ksev ro kol ha'am ha'oretz, kishem Hashem nikra lecha, v'yoru mimecha. When the Umas Olam see the tefillin on our head, they are scared of us. Rav Lezer Gadol Omer, what does this mean? Eilu tefillin shebereish. So there's a beautiful story that's said regarding the Baal HaTanya. The Baal HaTanya lived in a time where there were pogroms against Jews. And the Baal HaTanya was once told by his chassidim that there are people coming to attack your home. Going and hiding, what the Baal HaTanya did was, he stood by the window wearing his tefillin. And as soon as they approached the home of the Baal HaTanya, they all ran away. So the chassidim asked the Baal HaTanya, how come when you wear the tefillin, the umas run away, everybody runs away? And we don't find that by anybody else. So the Baal HaTanya said, let's learn the words of the Gemara. The Gemara says, Ebelezer Gadol Omer, Elu tefillin sheberosh. The Gemara doesn't say Elu tefillin she'al harosh. The Gemara says Elu tefillin sheberosh. If you take the lesson of the tefillin and you put them sheberosh, you put them into your mind, then they are powerful. And no akum, nobody can have any power over us. The problem is we wear the tefillin on our head, but they're not put into our head. I saw by the slichis, we say, say leman pe'eroch. What do we mean when we say, a say leman pe'eroch? So I saw a beautiful pshat. We know that tefillin are nikra pe'er. The tefillin are called a crown. That's why an oval is not supposed to wear tefillin, because an oval can't be wearing a pair. So we say to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, Asay l'man peirach. Your tefillin, as we're going to learn in the Gemara, speak about how much you live, how much you love Klal Yisrael, how much you're attached to Klal Yisrael. So do for those pair, do for those tefillin, protect us in honor of those tefillin. And I saw that it's very interesting. Demri Emes makes this point. Normally, when we do a mitzvah, we don't make two brachas. When we wear tefillin, we make two brachas. L'niach tefillin, al mitzvah tefillin. Why do we make two brachas by tefillin? He said, because one bracha corresponds to the tefillin that we are wearing, and the other bracha corresponds to the tefillin that HaKadosh Baruch Hu is wearing. Says the Gemara, Omer Rav Avin Bar Ada Omer Rav Yitzchak. Hani tefillin demar alma maksebu. The tefillin that HaKadosh Baruch Hu wears, what does it say? And as the Mefarshim explained, we can't, the Tosfos Rosh already speaks about it, Rishon. We can't say that HaKadosh Baruch Hu wears tefillin. HaKadosh Baruch Hu ain't a guf, we say in the Ani Mamin, HaKadosh Baruch Hu ain't a guf, v'lo yisigu masiga guf. We can't attach anything physical to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Rather, what's pshat, says the Tosfos Rosh, just like our tefillin represent our attachment to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, the tefillin of HaKadosh Baruch Hu represent how HaKadosh Baruch Hu is attached to us. So what does it say? Hanet tefillin demari alma maksubu. What does it say in those tefillin? Amalei mika amcha yisrael ga'echa ba'oretz. Says the Gemara, mi mishtabach kutcha baruch v'shvichai di yisrael. Is that HaKadosh Baruch Hu saying that we're so great? Says the Gemara, absolutely. In the ksev Hashem amarta hayoyim. We speak about Hashem. V'Hashem hemircha hayoyim. And Hashem speaks about us. Amalei HaKadosh Baruch Hu yisrael. Atem hasusuni chativa achs ba'olam. You praise me in this world, and correspondingly, I praise you. So the Pasha Pshat is, that speaks about a praise, that we each praise each other. Another Pshat that I saw is that each one of us speaks about our special relationship. We speak about our special relationship to Hashem, and Hashem speaks about his relationship to us. Atem chesuvi chativa achs b'olam, shnem shmaiso Hashem elkenu Hashem echad, ואני אעשה חטיב אחס בעולם, שנם מכם חיסו גרח בארץ. עמלי, רווחה ברי דרובה לרוושי, תנך חד בייסה. So we spoke about one compartment of the tefillin. בשבת ימי, what about the other compartments? עמלי, the other compartments contain the פסק, כי מי גוי גולה שלא ילכים קרויבם מלוב, כשם הלכן בקוראינו הלוב. Next is מי גוי גודל, אשלי חוקים משפטים צדיקים ככל תאר הזויס, אשר נויכם נסיין לפניכם היום. דנא הז אשריך ישראל מקומך עם נוישה בהשם מוגן עזריך ואשר גרגה וסכב יקושו אויבך לך ואתה במסיין לתדרך. Then there's a pasuk of Oynes Elokim, Lova Lekachas Lagoy Mekerev Goy B'Masas Moises Moises B'Mucham B'Yot Chazaka U'B'Zroyin Tui B'Mroyin G'doyl L'Kachah Shasa Shem L'Chem L'Lekechem Yitzrayim L'Yinecha ולסיתך אליה כל גויים אשר עשו לסילו, לשם לסרס, ליועסך עם כל של השם הלכך כשדיבר. As the Gemara, יהוכי נפישך ליטיבר. We already have six, and we know that tefillin only has four compartment. El says the Gemara, אל מי גוי גוי מי קוין גובל, those two פסוקים לדעמי לדודי are very similar on one box. בחד בייסה, אשרך יסרו מי קאפ יסרו, again being similar on חד בייסה. אוי נס הלכים, is a chad beis, is another compartment. Sitcha Elyon is the fourth compartment. And it continues the Gemara. This is the tefillin shebarosh. The kula ksiva be'edri. Just like we have the tefillin shebarosh, the same we have in the tefillin shebiyat. Says the Gemara, Amar of Odin, Amar by Rav Ada, Amar Rav Yitzchok. Kol haragel ovel beis haknesses. Somebody who usually comes to shul. V'loy ba'yom echad, and one day he didn't come. HaKadosh Baruch Hu mashaboy. HaKadosh Baruch Hu asks about him. Shenemar, mi b'chem yirish mi shmei b'kol avdoi, asher choylech hashakim, it's dark, vein nogeloi. The Taz says that rogel means came three times. The Pri Chodesh says that he came two times. What pshat choylech hashakim? I saw a beautiful pshat. Usually, what's the first thing a person's supposed to do when he gets up in the morning? He's supposed to go to shul and daven. And then afterwards, he'd go on to do his business. This person, for whatever reason, went to do his business and didn't come to shul first. And HaKadosh Baruch Hu asks about him. So I saw that the Sefer Einei Yitzchak and the Yaakov discusses this the same. Why does it turn out that the person who comes to shul all the time, HaKadosh Baruch Hu is stricter with him versus the person who never shows up in shul? So then the Tziv says, because if you're a person that comes to shul all the time, it's like a nether. And now by not showing up, you break your nether. But the Ein Yaakov and the Ein Yitzchak explain different. They explain, like we said a moment ago, why didn't this person come to shul? He went on a business trip. So he's showing that to him, is his trip, his business, is more important than davening. So HaKadosh Baruch Hu says, you don't realize that everything you have is from me. So how could you just go to work before coming to shul? It's a terrible kiddush chil Hashem. Says the Gemara, and the way we learned it's very nice. Im l'dvar mitzvah halach, if this person went because he's doing a mitzvah, noigalo, he'll have light. Hashem kaviyochel says, I understand. Im l'dvar hashus halach, but he went for business, ain noigalo. Yiftach b'shem Hashem. My tama, what's the reason? B'shem da'avalei liftoyach b'shem Hashem. This person should have relied on Hashem. B'lei botach. And he didn't rely on Hashem. That's why HaKadosh Baruch Hu is angry. Continues the Gemara. Amar Rabbi Yochanan. B'shosh HaKadosh Baruch Hu Baba Beis HaKnesses. When HaKadosh Baruch Hu comes to shul, V'loi Motzah Ba'asara, and he doesn't find a minion, Miyahu Kayis. He's immediately upset. Shenema Madua Basi Ve'nish. Why did I come and I didn't find a person? Karasi Vein Aina. Person, HaKadosh Baruch Hu expects us to be the familiar. However, says the Gemara, Amar Rav Chelba, Amar Rav Huna, Kala Kaveh Mokim Metfilosai. If somebody is Kaveh a Mokim for davening, Elokei Avraham Ba'azrei, HaKadosh Baruch Hu, the God of Avraham Avinu, will help him. Ukshmeis, and when he passes away, Omrim Olav, they say on him, A onov, a chosid. What a wonderful onov and chosid this person was. Mitalmidov shel Avraham Avinu. So, what's the importance of kavei makom atfilosai? Rabbeinu Yonah says that it only applies to somebody. Who davens in at home. So, since he's not davening in a Beis HaKnesses, in order for his tefillah to be accepted, he needs to have a makom kavua. The Rosh disagrees with Rabbeinu Yonah, and he says that a person should that a makom kavua has a double meaning. A makom kavua means that he has a place, a shul, where he always davens, and not only does he have a place where he always davens, but he also has a shul. The others has shul where he davens, and in the shul, he has a place where he has a makom kavua where he always davens. I did see a question. So what happens if you come to shul and you have a makom kavua and somebody is sitting in your makom kavua? What should you do? Should you tell him to get up? We're learning now it's a makom kavua. Or should you tell him, should you let him daven in that spot? So the Paiskim say that you should let him sit in your spot. Making a person get up is a terrible embarrassment. But with this we could understand the next line of the Gemara. Shemeis oimra olav a onav en chassid. That the person is an onav and a chassid. What does that mean? Number one, if he's an onav and a chassid, he comes to shul early. If he comes to shul early, he doesn't have to be concerned that somebody is taking his place. Another pshat that I saw, if he's onav or a chassid, he takes the worst seat in the shul. When do you need to be concerned that somebody's going to sit in your seat? You need to be concerned somebody's going to sit in your seat if you have a chashiv seat. But if you're sitting in a seat that isn't that special, that and then you don't have to worry that somebody's going to take your spot. Rav Shlomo Zalman Orbach, however, says that kol kavei mokum utfilosoi doesn't mean that you always have to daven in the same shul in the same seat. He said on himself that you could daven in one shul shachris and have a mokum kavua. You could daven in another shul mincha and have a mokum kavua, and you could daven in a third shul ma'ariv and have a mokum kavua there. Says the Gemara of Avraham, no longer cover mokum. How do we know that Avraham Avinu had a mokum kavua? The ksib, because the pasuk says v'yashkem Avraham b'boiker al mokum sh'amad sham. He went back to the place that he always stood. V'ein amida, and what does amida mean? Elot tefila. Shenemar v'yamid, as the pasuk says v'yamid Pinchas v'yifalo. So we see that Avraham Avinu had a mokum kavua. The Rashi explains, why is it so important to have a mokum kavua? Because the most important part of davening is kavana. So if you have a new seat or you're looking for a seat, you can't have proper kavana. And therefore, you should have a mokum kavua. From the Torah in Shulchan Aruch, Ayur Chaim Simon Tzadikres Sif Dalid, he says a different reason. We just learned about kabanas. And just like when we discussed HaKabonis, every carbon has a very specific place where it was brought, so too, by davening, you should have davening which corresponds to Kabonis should have a Mokum Kavua. Another pshat is that if you daven in different places, it Chas V'Shalom looks like you believe that along the same line, the Mashah says, if you daven in different places, you think that this place is the place where you could get a shiris, and this is the place where you could get chachma. But we know everything comes from the same Hashem. And how do we show it? By always davening in the same place to the same HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Another pshat that I saw is that when you always daven in a mokum kavua, then you show that place obtains a kedusha, that you always davened in that place. And therefore, because there's a kedusha to that place, that gives that tefillah a power to be answered. Says the Gemara further, Amar Reb Chelba, Amar Rav Huna, Hayotz Rebeis HaKnesses, if somebody leaves the shul, Al Yosia B'Siyah Gasa, he shouldn't take big steps. Amar Abaya, says the Gemara, Lo Amar Alameitak, we're only speaking about somebody who's leaving shul, Avol L'Meil, when you're entering the shul, on the contrary, mitzvah l'meirit, there's a mitzvah to run. Shenemar, near the fall of Das Hashem, we run towards Hashem. We run towards doing a mitzvah. So I saw a beautiful, says the Gemara, Amar Rav Zeir, Mereish Kav Chazina L'Rei Rabbanan Dav Karoyet L'Pirka B'Shapsa, when I saw that the Talmidim would run to the Shir on Shabbos, Amina Kabachal and Raps of Shabbos, the Bimachal Shabbos. You're not allowed to run on Shabbos. Kim the Shmat Lahadar of Tan Chomer Bishub and Levi, La Oilam Yoros Ladvar Locha. You should always run to learn Torah. The Filu Bishabbos, Shanema Akre Hashem Yelchu, Tari Yishuk, Anan Name Ritna. I also ran as well. So the Kil Shatsk makes a very interesting point. He says, when a person is going to a mitzvah, you're supposed to run. When you're leaving a mitzvah, you're not supposed to run. What happens if you're going from one mitzvah to the other mitzvah? So the halacha is, the first half of the way, you should walk slowly, and the second half of the way, you should run. But we find, by Avraham Avinu, that when he was sitting talking to Hashem, in Parashas Vayera, he ran right away. The question is, how could he run right away? He wasn't supposed to run right away. He was supposed to wait until he was supposed to not run right away. He's supposed to walk the first half. But Avraham Avinu held, as Rashi says there, Golach Nosos Orchim Yoiser Mikabolos Pnei Shechina, and therefore he felt that right away he should run. Says the Gemara, Amar Rav Zeira, Agra de Pirka, the main schar you get for going to a shir is riata, is running. Because You may not always understand the shir, but you certainly, you may not always understand the shir, but you'll get schar for running to the shir. Amar Abaye, Agra the Kala. The main shir schar you get for tending the Kala. The Kala was the big shir that was given before the Yom Tovim. And the shul was packed. And the dukkah, the people had to sit together and not be comfortable. Even that's the big schar. Because even if you don't understand the shir, but you'll get the schar for doing that. Amar Rava, Agra the Shmatzah. The main schar you get for talking and learning is Sfarah. Talking about Sfarah and learning is a gvaldige schar. Amar Papa, Agra the Beit Tamya. The main schar one receives when he goes to a base oval is Shtikusoy, is remaining quiet. And I saw a beautiful pshat. Why is it important to be quiet? So the pshat is, and that's the halacha, that you're not supposed to be the first one to speak to an oval. The oval has to be the one to make the first move. But that's what it means. Agra the Beit Tamya is supposed to be quiet. The oval is supposed to talk first. Another pshat that I saw, Agra the Beit Tamya Shtikusoy, means that the Ovel is very upset. He thinks that HaKadosh Baruch Hu hasn't treated him correctly. So he tells him, Shtikusoy, you have to remain quiet. We believe that whatever HaKadosh Baruch Hu does is correct. I saw a pshat from Rabbi Yosef Engel in the Gleyonei Shas. He says like this, we know that the Gemara Masechet Ksubistaf Kuf Gimel Amud Aleph says, Tzadikim Mimisosim Kriyum Chayim. That even tzaddikim, even when they're not in this world, they're still considered as if they're alive. The only difference is that they can't talk. But mitzvahs and the olam haba, they're doing everything else. Says the Gemara, the agra, the schar, for the people, the Beit Tamya, they'll get the schar, they'll have a perfect olam haba. The only thing that they won't have is shtikusoy, is that they need to remain silent. They won't be able to talk like they were able to talk in this world. Continues the Gemara. Omram Zutra, Agra the Tanisa, the main tzchar for Tanis, it's Tzidkos is giving tzedakah. And as I saw the Mefarshim explain, because after the fast, the poor people did not have what to eat, so it's our obligation to give them food to eat after the Tanis. Another pshat that I saw is that one would think, you know, why is somebody's fasting? Because he's going to gain by not eating, by not spending food that day. So we say, you're not going to gain anything by not eating, and therefore you show that the tainus was because Hashem told us to fast. Om Rav Sheshes, Agra Despeda, the main schar by a hesped levaya is levaya, to make people cry, to make people realize that HaKadosh Baruch Hu is doing the right thing, and not talk, just accept the gzeir of Hashem. Om Rav Ashi, Agra de Bei Hiluli, the biggest schar of going to a wedding is mili, is to say words of being mesameich, the chosin, and kala. Amar Afuna, comes bala chori beis haknesses. As somebody davens in the back of a shul, nikra rosha, he's considered a rosha. There's a big discussion here in the rishonim. What does it mean, the back of the shul? Does it mean he's facing the aron, as he's not facing the aron? But the main point of this Gemara is that you should be facing, you should come into the shul and face the same direction as everyone in the shul is facing. Shinema sov rishon yis halochon. Amar bai, loy maran loy mahada apel beik nishta. That he didn't face the same direction as everybody else. Am mahada apel beik nishta, is he facing the same direction as everyone else? Less limbo. Says the Gemara, who gavad the kamatsuli achuri beik nishta. There was somebody who was davening in the back of a shul. Well, I had him apple baked nish, and he didn't face the shul. Cholof Eliyahu Chazia, Eliyahu passed by, saw him idmalei katayi. He appeared like an Arab merchant. I'm like kadu ba'kaim kamei morach. Is that the way you stand in front of Hashem? Cholof Safsur, he took out his sword for katla and he killed him. I'm like humer bano Rabbi Bebaya, v'amalei Rabbi Rav Nachman Bayitzchak. My krum zulus l'bnei adam. What does that mean? I'm like el dvarim sh'ayim de berumah shloim. These are things that are the most important, but they are the mezalzel them, and people don't treat them properly. Rav Yitzchak Rav Elazar Amar Tavai, kimich nitzach adam lebrius. If a person needs to rely on other people, panav mishtanas kekrum. Shnem krum zuas levnei adam. His face changes because he needs to rely on other people. My krum, what is a krum? Kiosr avdim amma, oif echad yesh bekarche yam. There is a bird found in the sea, the krum shmai. The kimish cham is a rachas. When the sun shines on it, bishapach lakam agavnin, it changes to many colors. Ravami ravasiam tavayu, kilu nidin bishnei ma'adim. Somebody who's relying on other people is like being punished by water and fire. Shenem rekata enish l'rishenu, we have to rely on other people. Bona ba'esha ramayim, it's like we're coming into these terrible punishments. V'am rav chelba am rav huna. La'olam ye odem zor b'tfilas mincha. A person should be particularly careful by tfilas mincha. She'al yoh lo'inen al b'tfilas mincha. We know the story with El Yoh, with the Nevi'ah Habal, where he wanted to prove Hashem u'al akim. And when was El Yoh proven correct? He was proven correct by tfilas mincha. She'nemar. He davened Hashem, answer me. Aneini, shetayet esh min shemayim, answer me that the fire should come down from heaven. Aneini, and also shaloyer masik shofim hay, that people should not think that this is just kishah. Yochanama apet filos aravus. Shkinema tikon tfilosik toris lofenecha masas kapai minchas erev. And the Rambam says that there's really no machlokes. The question is, which is the hardest tefillah, the most important tefillah? If somebody attends a wedding, and he doesn't make the chosen simcha, and I saw from the Sefer Tamim and Hagim that he explains that it used to be that the Chosin paid for the Chasana. But now our Gemara is teaching us how careful you have to be about a Simcha that the Chosin is paying for. And that's why the minute change that the Kala pays for the wedding. But if you do make the Chosin a Simcha, Mas Choroi, Arun Shuba Levi, the Zoych of the Torah that was given in Chamisha Koyel Shnemar, Yibya Mishlish, Biyayas Abaykir, Vikoyel Sabrok of Anikovet Alahar, Vikol Shoifer, Vikol Shoifer, Vayakim Yanem Vikol, Eni Vikse Vikol Omrois of Koyelus. So it's only two Koyelus. Answers the Gemara, there are two more Koyelus to call the Matan Torah. There were, as if they were all before Matan Torah, where there were already other Koyelus mentioned. So we have a total of five. Rav Avu Amar Kilo Hikrav Karban Toyd Hashem Mevi'in Toyd Beis Hashem. And I taka saw that somebody once told me that Bizman Shabbos Hamikdash Hayakayim, the minig was that the day a person made a chasana, he would of a child, he would bring a Karban Chayda. Rav Nachman Yitzchomer Kilo Bona Ach Mechuvah Yishlayim. Shinema Ki Osher Shvus Oretz Kivu Rishayna, I will bring back the world Amar Hashem. And I saw a beautiful pshat, because what's the purpose of getting married? The purpose of getting married is to bring children to the world. And we know the Gemara says that Mashiach can't come. All the neshamas of the guf, all the neshamas that are in the shamayim, come down. So now, by somebody getting married and having children, that will bring down all those neshamas. And the Churvas Yerushalayim will get rebuilt. Another pshat that I saw is somebody goes to a wedding. He doesn't want to go to the wedding. He says it's Bittul Torah. Says the Gemara, you have nothing to worry about. You have nothing to worry about because you're going to be zoichet to all the Chamish Koilus of Torah, and you have nothing to lose by going to the wedding. Says the Gemara. Whoever has the Yerushmayim, Dvorov Nishmoim. what he says is going to be listened. And I said, Dvarav Nishmarim, I saw a beautiful pshat. He doesn't have to say it. Whatever he does, people try to emulate. Shinaim Asoif Tova Kol Nishmas Elokim Yirei. My Kazek Kol Adam, the pasuk concludes, Amar Belezer, Amar Kosh Baruch Hu, Kol Olam Kuloi, Lai Nivra, the entire world was only created, Ela B'Shvil Zeh, only for the person who has Yerushmayim. Rav Kamam, Kahana Amar, Shokal Zeh Kenek Kol Olam Kuloi. This person is equal to the rest of the world. Rav Shimon, as I am of Amalei, Rav Shimon, Zayma Aymer, Kol Olam Kuloi Lai Nivra, the entire world was only created, the world was created for this person, and everything else that we have in this world is only just to make it comfortable for him to be able to exist.